where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
It is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So, Robert Tuckman with AmazeMediaLabs.com, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
Complete focus. If you are going to be an entrepreneur, it's complete focus on that one business. I don't know if that's a secret or if it's something to say. I will say a nice secret with AI is that if you can utilize it now, like I said, where there's multiple variations of this and you want to get out there for your business, it's great with LinkedIn posts and working on LinkedIn posts and getting engagement. So that is the one secret I will use or give as my secret.
That is a secret. Giuseppe Grammatico with ggthefranchiseguide.com. What's a secret you can share with our audience?
I like Robert's secret. I actually like that one better than mine. So I'm actually going to kind of continue with that. Going all in, I agree with that 100%. But also not figuring out the how. And I think that's where a lot of people get stuck. And I got stuck as well. I've owned multiple businesses. How am I going to do that? It was the wrong question to ask. There's a book out there called Who Not How by Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. Very simple, 20-30 minute read. And it talks about finding the right individuals that can help accelerate things, the people that have the right experience to get you to where you want to be. So I think, you know, going in full force, but also to speed things up and talking with those relevant individuals. But be careful in that who not how. In that book, it also talks about being very careful of who you ask that advice for. So Uncle Frank at Thanksgiving, who's never owned the business, may not want to ask Uncle Frank, you know, exactly how to go about hiring and firing individuals or what that looks like or HR questions. So talk to those relevant people. They can really get you in front of other people, speed things up. And I'll piggyback off of what Robert said.
I like that book.
Yeah, Richard is a big Dan Sullivan guy.
Yeah,
big guy.
Five freedoms I live by.
Yeah, absolutely. Five freedoms.
So Richard,
I mention those often, by the way.
Yeah, Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law. What's a secret you can share?
I think the wave of the future is going to involve getting to know people on a personal basis, face-to-face. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting AI fatigue, deep fake fatigue, automated YouTube video fatigue. And I attended a conference yesterday and I met people face to face in a networking environment, and it made a huge difference. And I was able to learn things that I wouldn't learn necessarily watching YouTube videos, because you have the chance to ask people questions and follow up, and then you can enjoy the moments and the relationships that are coming. So get out there and meet people. It's the only way nowadays you know that it's real.
And building relationships, like, that's what I've learned too. I was at a couple of trade shows recently, conferences, and there was one woman I was talking to, I had a chance to meet, and, you know, it was always, let's reschedule the meeting, And then when you finally talk to someone face to face, you have a good conversation, it all of a sudden, it just opens a door. And that's why I think, like, with AI and with, you know, it started with COVID and Zoom and, you know, whatever it might have been. I think what Richard said is so important for progressing within your career or as an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. is really that face-to-face meetings, talking to people, building those relationships.
It's important. So for me, Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios, I'm going to go the other way, back to video.
Hey, maybe video's better. Tell me.
No, I think in person is definitely better if you can do it. It's a hassle. It takes time. It takes travel. It's better if you can do it, though.
I will say I would never have been able to build my business, because I never would have been able to travel this podcast business to all of these places. Yeah. And if it didn't come around Zoom at that time, It is super important in certain ways.
So I have been having long discussions with Gemini and working on YouTube Shorts, because I hadn't really started doing anything with YouTube Shorts till a few months ago when I started doing the Real AI Use Cases podcast and playing around with that on YouTube. And one little tidbit that Google told me, that Gemini told me, that you had talked about before, Robert, is YouTube will only give 3 notifications about your videos in a 24-hour period. So if you post 5 YouTube shorts on a certain day, it won't notify people about those. And in fact, it will be diluted. So it, instead of putting all its energy to the one really good short you should be doing in 24 hours, it has 3 of them to deal with now. So it's going to spread out the energy. So you're not going to get the traction on the short. So what Gemini says for shorts, do one really good short. And I was taking it from Opus, and it had all this extra junk at the beginning. And it's like, no, dive into the middle where the person's really saying the salient point of the whole thing and start there. And have the question, like you can have the question written on the short if they're answering a question. So one really well-produced short a day at the most. Because otherwise, like, you're like spamming the people that are subscribed to you. So that's my secret.
And that was a short answer. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.